This is First Friday for January 2008, produced by the Georgia Department of Defense and with news about the Georgia Army National Guard, Georgia Air National Guard, and Georgia State Defense Force. In this edition, the Georgia Army National Guard's 278th Military Police Company departs for a year in Iraq. The Georgia State Defense Force helps in the search for a missing hiker in the North Georgia mountains. And the Georgia Air Guard's 116th Air Control Wing surpasses 33,000 hours of flying combat missions. These stories and more are coming up, but first, the new year is bringing some significant organizational changes for the Georgia Department of Defense and National Guard. As he enters his first months as Georgia's 41st Adjutant General, Major General Terry Nesbitt has announced a number of appointments and structural changes. Among his priorities is completing the transition to a joint headquarters staff that is assimilating the individual staffs of the Army National Guard, the Air National Guard, and the Georgia State Defense Force into a single joint headquarters organization. Colonel Bobby Shannon, formerly Inspector General for the headquarters, Georgia Air National Guard, has been appointed the director for the joint staff. The Adjutant General also announced a new part of the organization, the Directorate of Defense Support to Civil Authorities. Major General Larry Ross has been appointed director for this new directorate and will maintain a senior-level relationship with other agencies involved with Homeland Security. And he says he and his staff are ready for the task.
And our goal is nothing less than to make sure that Georgia continues and improves on its status as best in class in the entire country in DISCA planning, preparedness, and operations.
General Nesbitt says the new organization will flatten the headquarters structure and eliminate the need for multiple separate staffs, and he added that the Georgia State Defense Force will become an increasingly key player in this joint environment. Well, more than 100 members of the Augusta-based 278th Military Police Company said their final goodbyes to families, friends, and fellow soldiers during the unit's departure ceremony at Fort Gordon in early January. The unit then departed for 80 days of mobilization training at Fort Dix, New Jersey, which will be followed by a year-long deployment to Iraq. At the ceremony, Brigadier General Larry Dudney, the commander of the Georgia Guard's 78th Troop Command, left the soldiers in the unit with final thoughts before their departure.
I appreciate your patriotism, your professionalism, and your dedication to excellence. One word that I would like to leave you with before you go across that big pond is trust. Trust in your training, trust in your leaders and leadership, always trust in your battle buddy, and last but not least, trust in your God.
First Lieutenant Abraham Stone, the commander of the military police unit, said that he and his soldiers will do Georgia proud.
The greatest resource this Army has is its soldiers, its warriors. And some of these warriors, the warriors of this company, are going to get in the plane to go to Fort Dix. We're going to receive training there. Now we're going to move to Iraq. We're going to represent the Georgia Army National Guard. 133 warriors all told. And I make this pledge to you. The leaders of this company will do everything necessary to ensure 133 soldiers come back next year.
The 278th MP Company is one of the Georgia Guard's newest units, having conducted its first drill in December 2005. While this is the first deployment for the unit itself, about half of its soldiers have deployed previously as parts of other units. More than 60 members of the Georgia State Defense Force participated in the search for Meredith Emerson, the 24-year-old hiker who disappeared on New Year's Day while hiking near Blood Mountain in North Georgia. Officials from Union and Lumpkin counties requested assistance from the State Defense Force, which provided manpower over a 4-day period to help find the hiker. Members of the Defense Forces 1st Brigade responded almost immediately to address logistics issues and to prepare for the arrival of additional State Defense Force assets. While the initial call came for 30 members of the State Defense Force, at the peak of the operations, more than 60 were involved. Police eventually found Emerson's body in Dawson County. Hitting historic landmarks is an ongoing occurrence for the Georgia Air Guard's 116th Air Control Wing from Robins Air Force Base. A year after hitting the 20,000 combat hour milestone, the Joint Stars mission has now reached 33,000 hours, the most flown by any platform supporting Operations Iraqi and Enduring Freedom. At any given time since 2003, more than 200 of the 116th members have been continuously deployed in support of operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, and nearly 3,000 combat sorties have been flown. Well, Brigadier General Larry Dudney assumed command of the Georgia Army Guard's 78th Troop Command at change of command ceremonies held in Decatur in early January. He previously served as director of the Joint Staff and before that the commander of the 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. He took the reins of command from Brigadier General Larry Ross, who was promoted during the ceremony to the rank of Major General. And Ross expressed his thanks to some of his mentors, including Georgia's past and current adjutant generals and the late Brigadier General Terrell Reddick.
I would not be standing here today without the great mentorship and friendship of Brigadier General Terrell Reddick, Major General Terry Nesbitt, and Lieutenant General David Poitras. General Reddick is still very much in the forefront of our thoughts, especially out here at Troop Command. His presence has guided me over the past 3.5 years. I shall never forget his humble way of reflecting upon being a general officer. And he said this to me a couple of times. He would say, "The generals only borrow the rank for a short time from our soldiers." And he truly believed that. And I do too.
He also took time to acknowledge the soldiers of the 78th Troop Command.
Command Sergeant Major Ray and I visited every unit of Troop Command, and we never ceased to be amazed at the stories of sacrifice and commitment that we heard everywhere we went. Just like everyone in this room in uniform, and those who used to wear the uniform, these soldiers made a conscious decision to become a part of the team committed to ensuring the security of our state, our nation, and fundamentally our way of life.
Well, the end of 2007 was another record-setting time for the Georgia Army and Air National Guard recruiters. The Army Guard is at 147% of its recruiting goal, according to Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Carden, commander of the Army Guard's Recruiting and Retention Battalion. Army Guard recruiters in Georgia have consistently recruited above and beyond the numbers of soldiers set by the National Guard Bureau. And finally, members of the Georgia Army Guard's 148th Brigade Support Battalion honored three of its fallen soldiers in December with the dedication of a commemorative statue and plaque. Soldiers, former unit members, and community leaders gathered at the Forsyth Armory to unveil and dedicate the statue depicting the boots, rifle, and helmet of the fallen guardsmen. The three National Guard soldiers honored were Sergeant Marcus Futrell, Sergeant Philip Dodson, and Staff Sergeant Philip Travis. All three guardsmen were killed during the unit's year-long deployment to Iraq in 2006. That's First Friday Briefing Podcast for January 2008. First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense Directorate of Communications. If you have comments or questions, we welcome them. You can email us at doc, that's D-O-C, at ga.ngb.army.mil. I'm Jim Driscoll. Thanks for listening.